I'm joined by the EU Commissioner for International Partnerships, Mr. Yusuf Sikela. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Please tell us about this agreement and what this means.
Yep, we will basically offer education in very future-oriented areas like hydrogen economy for up to 700 students, and the total amount of the investment is up to 2 million euro. We are doing this together with investors being present here in Namibia. So the program is tailor-made simply to get the skills for this like a future-oriented industry in order to ensure that these graduates will then find their jobs, because the program was basically, as I said, co-created with the real industry. So basically, the girls and boys, they will get an education which is basically profession prepared. And we are extremely happy to do so, because we like the ambition of Namibia to become a leader in the hydrogen economy, maybe globally, maybe at least on the African continent. We also like the vision to become a transport hub. So we are involved in many of projects, like also the reconstruction of the ports in Walvis Bay, which should increase the trade flow between Namibia and Africa. And we are also very much focused to help Namibia to create the jobs, to basically use better their natural resources, to refine them here in the country, to add value here, and to become a strong player in the global trade business with processed raw materials.
Thank you so much, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Arandas.